But now, to bring that back into this account, here he comes as the son of David. And then these Greeks, they were not Jews. They were Gentiles. They came there, they wanted to see Jesus. Well, you know, as son of David, his blessings did not flow beyond the nation of Israel for them. But immediately the Lord anticipates a day. He says that Jesus answered saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And then I go on and read, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He takes his title as Son of Man, the broader title that embraces the whole universe, as it were. And in embracing them, he is thinking of this Gentile. The day is coming where the blessings that come through him will spread through the whole world. But there's something needed. He would be alone if he established a kingdom under his rule and a power as Son of Man if he didn't go to the cross. But he became the kinsman redeemer. He went there, the corn of wheat went to the fall on the ground and die. It would abide alone, but if it die, it bring forth much fruit. So we had this morning about the Lord, the first fruits. He's the first fruits. But after the fruit comes from them. And here we see that picture so beautiful. This Son of Man that is now seated there in the glory. There he is, exalted high, waiting the day when God will call on him and say, as we ask of me, Psalm 2, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. That's a day coming. The Lord is waiting for that. The price he paid at Calvary will cover all and cover, in fact, it'll take us on to the new heavens and the new earth. The foundation was laid there at the cross of this lowly man. There's a man crowned in the glory. Do you know this man? Have you become acquainted with him? I want to invite you to get acquainted with him. Not only to know in your mind, yes, I know he died for me, for my sins. But you know, to know the one who died for you. To come to know him in an intimate way. And then to follow him. And that's what we really have here in the next verse. It says, verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We all like to serve the Lord, and it's wonderful, and the Lord wants us to serve him, but it is this great principle has to be learned. For him, the Lord, he would have been alone. It went much farther. The work of redemption included. Now that's not part of us. But to follow this Savior, to follow this one in his path here in this world, which led him even to death, to the end. He gave his life in obedient servant to the Master. Exodus 21. The Hebrew servant. He could go out free. But he says, I love my Master. I love my wife. I love my children. I will not go out free. And because of his love, he went on. His ear was bored to the door with an awl. Speaking of obedience. Obedience to the will of God. Obedience even unto death for you and me. For you and me. You ready to follow him? Accept him as your Lord and your Savior, to realize the burden of sin, to have it removed, to walk with him, to talk with him along the way, to enjoy that wondrous fellowship. I'll soon see him. We'll soon be with him. Someone I heard say, let's make heaven eternity a little longer by beginning the enjoyment of it now on earth while we're here. That is our privilege. May the Lord bless his word. Give truly the spirit of repentance in the prayer it was expressed. God hath appointed the day in which he will judge the habitable earth by that man whom he hath ordained. And he's given witness of this fact in that he has raised him from the dead. It's God's testimony to the fact that he has raised him from the dead and now commands man. It's not a choice. Oh, I'd like to or not. He commands man everywhere. It's God who says this. Everywhere to repent. Now, all the repentance in the world wouldn't be sufficient. But then it's turning in faith to the Lord Jesus. Repenting has to do with my sins. I take God's side against them and declare I'm lost, ruined, undone. And then, but what's the answer? What's the solution? Look away from this wretched man. Look away, look unto the one who bore my sins in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for me. Oh, the love that brought him down and led him on for you and me. Are you saved? Do you want the Savior? It was prayed earlier, don't leave the conference if there's any question in your mind, that you might get this matter settled and cleared, any matters cleared up in the presence of the Lord by the power of the Spirit of God for his name's sake. Amen.